It's been everything I expected it to be, you know. I don't think I expected to have the opportunity to be on here up and have podiums, and that's kind of been a nice, you know, some sugar on top of the whole situation. I've really just been trying to enjoy every moment, you know. It's been such a long time coming to be here. You know, chances are I probably won't be back. Just based on the 10 years that it took to get here, you know. So I'm just enjoying everything, whether it's the whole opening night thing. Feels like we've been here forever. We've been here, you know, not even 3 days yet. But I'm just trying to live in the moment, enjoy all the fun stuff, enjoy the work involved. And you're going to see me with a smile on my face all week for sure.
I was going to say, for NFL football players, heck, all the way to when you were a kid, man, this is the bucket list item as a football player.
Well, yeah, this is the top of the mountain. You want to be the last one standing on top. So I can remember watching the Super Bowl as far back as, I think, 1985. So I don't think I've missed one since. You know, as a fan growing up and then as a player, it's one of those things where, you know, as a fan, you just want to be a part of it, you know. But then you get to be a chance to be a player, and all the work that we put in over the years to be in this spot, to have my family get to enjoy this experience with me, you know, to have all my friends I grew up with, teammates in high school and college, former teammates in the league, kind of playing for them, all the guys that haven't made it to this spot that I'm really close with. So be a little bit of responsibility there, but I love having that responsibility.
I ain't messing with you, man. You look a little emotional about it.
Well, yeah, no, I got a little emotional a couple of times before the games last week, and you know, before we came out here. It does mean a lot to me. I'm just really trying to, like I said, I'm definitely enjoying it. It doesn't take much effort to enjoy all this. It's got to be kind of be in the right state of mind a little bit, but. It's been awesome, and I really couldn't ask for anything more at this point.
Have you checked the weather? It looks like it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be beautiful. I have checked the weather. I'm definitely on it. I was a little concerned last week when I was looking at it, you know, but I'm smart enough to know that, you know, 10 days out isn't a super accurate forecast, but it's looking beautiful, perfect conditions. You know, obviously it won't be an issue for anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping so too.
Yeah. Congrats. Thanks a lot. Anything surprised me? I don't think anything's really surprised me. I think it's kind of reinforcing what I've heard about him. I was a little surprised when I first met him. We had a chance to work together at his private workouts at a Duke in the preseason. And he was not messing around from day one. He had us running routes in the morning, working out, watching film on the routes we ran in the morning, then going out and running more routes. Did that for a couple of days, and he had me worn out, ready to go home after that. So for him to be doing that at that time of year, and I know it's not a show just for us, that's just the way he works. That's the way he's always been. So it's no surprise he's been able to do this, you know, be great for as long as he's been great.
Relative to other quarterbacks you've played with or other teams you've been around, is there anything in the early part of the week that Peyton does that just seems like it's above and beyond Call of Duty?
I don't know if I can pinpoint anything specifically early week, midweek, late. You know, I just think his mental preparation. I think all quarterbacks study hard, but he does something extra. I don't know what it is, but he's whatever he does to prepare him to work at the line of scrimmage the way that he does. It's probably a secret that'll die with him, but it's something that's been super, super impressive to me. I've never seen anyone be able to get us into the right play every play at the line of scrimmage. You know, there's really no look that he hasn't seen out there. And so we got full confidence he's always going to have us in the right situations. And that's all preparation. That just doesn't happen when he's out there. He's not just guessing. So it takes a lot of study and a lot of preparation to be in the, you know, have us in the right spots.
Greg Knapp, a couple of coaches, said they get audio memos from Peyton, random things.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to players also get those?
Yeah. I mean, I'll get a little voicemail from time to time from him. I think it's great because, you know, something will pop into his head and it's, you know, he'll text me. He'll either shoot me a text or, hey, on this route today, you know, maybe get a little bit of white, you know, some little detail like that. But it doesn't surprise me that he'll send that to coaches. He's one of those guys that if something comes to his mind, you know, he wants to let him know about it right away. It must be important if he's something that he's remembering to say. So, yeah, that definitely does not shock me at all. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, I think Mr. Ellis was just kind of, if we didn't already know, kind of explained to us the type of man Mr. Bowen was and that, you know, he would do anything to be out here. He's proud of us, that he's resting comfortably at home. And but he really just wanted to express what type of man he was. And for all the guys that were new or really didn't have a good grasp of what was going on. So it's good to hear that from him. You know, obviously that's a tough situation, but we would obviously like to get it done for Pat.
Are you excited to watch your defense play against the Carolina Panthers?
I love watching our defense all year, so I am fired up to see them play. And whenever we're done looking at our pictures, I'll be watching our defense and supporting them all the way. Having their guys back all day long, I know they'll be ready to play. I know they'll come out firing, and I'm definitely excited to see what they can do against an offense that's probably a little bit different than we played all year. You got a player that's very, very unique and is changing the game, changing the way positions played. So, well, I got nothing but confidence in our defense. I'm looking forward to seeing them play for sure. Yeah, you know what? We got so much respect for that defense and what they've been able to do this season. You know, probably the best defense we played all year, besides playing our own defense in practice. It's one of those things, you know, Super Bowl, you want to, in order to be the best, you kind of got to beat the best. And we're both here, and to get it done, you know, we got to play well against a really good defense with great athletes all over the place. They're fast, they're physical. So obviously it's going to be a challenge for us, but you know we got confidence in what we're doing in our game plan.
Earlier somebody asked you about your child or kid. What was your first Super Bowl memory? What game was that?
Yeah, I mean, I remember, grew up in Chicago. I was young, but I feel like I have some memory of that Super Bowl against the Patriots back in 85. And my first true memory as a fan was I had become a Bengals fan, and they went to the Super Bowl in 88, I think the 88 season, and played Joe Montana and the 49ers. And I remember watching that game, and I was heartbroken because Cincinnati lost, and that was my team. So hopefully make this memory a little bit different this weekend.
Was there ever any discussion in the locker room about replicating the 85 Bears Super Bowl
show? I feel like there's talks about that maybe every year for every team. Like, to do something fun, do something kind of let loose a little bit. And I don't know if we got any guys that can – probably got some guys that think they can rap and think they can dance, but we would have made the most of it, though, if we had that opportunity, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot.